Over the last 2 years, things have really changed in Heather and my lives. Up to the age of 50, all was going well. You're looking surprised. I am more than 50. All was going well. We'd had a family holiday in Egypt in June 2010. Things were going swimmingly. And then I had a very tricky consultation at work in August 2010. I ended up with a warning from the GMC in June for 5 years, not to misbehave along similar lines in the future. So that's the first element of chaos in my life, which has been most interesting. Heather will tell you, Heather, my wife, that it hasn't been a great time with the GMC, and it actually hasn't ended yet, because although the GMC have stopped their interest in me currently, the local PCT want to see me next month. Currently, I'm still in a job. I hope to remain that way. So that was sort of chaos part one. Chaos part two, halfway through the GMC stuff, I'd had a change in bowel habits and some slime, and I thought, well, it's not great. Didn't tell Heather. So I've had a year of cancer treatment. Had the lump removed, bled like stink at home when no one was around. Had to go back in again and had quarterly under GA. And so it's been fun and games, radiotherapy, chemo, and I'm just about to finish a second lot of chemo in 2 weeks' time. I have to say, God's been very good. I've been pretty well. I'm looking pretty well at the moment. Looking pretty well. Yeah, thank you, God. So if I'd had to take the side effects which I've had, I would have taken them. But it's been pretty chaotic, thanks, Julian, the last 2 years. Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen some chaos, but isn't that usual? I mean, shouldn't we regard that as a normal part of life?
Well, I think chaos is normal, actually. I mean, all of you will be able to think, either in your own lives or in friends and family, of people you know who've run into trouble. These things weren't planned, but I think they're very common. I would say they are essentially normal. And what really interested me about this conference, that I don't know if I spoke to you about this, but when Julian first mentioned the idea of speaking about chaos and calling, I'd assumed the chaos was in patients' lives. Yeah, so there we are on our lofty perch as doctors, and we can dispense wisdom downwards. Far more interesting, of course, that the chaos is in our own lives, because suddenly we're part of the problem. We share the difficulties that patients have. So I hope when I eventually go back to work after my cancer treatment's finished, that I might have just a tad more empathy with my patients. I hope I've got some anyway, but I'll have more sympathy for them, I think, than I would have had previously. I just want to mention on these lines a book I've read recently called The Pressure's Off, by Larry Crabb. And it's not this, it was actually given to me. You know those books that you get given when you think, I wouldn't have bought this, but someone's obviously had a word from God that I need this. And they were right. And one of the points that Larry mentioned was this, that he said, he talks about one of the biggest mistakes that Christians make, which is that if you live life right, things go well. So if you bring your kids up to love God, they'll all turn out to be God-fearing adults, okay? And if you work hard and do really well at your job, everything will be sweetness and light. I have to say, my first appraiser, when I got appraised, I had 10 years ago, and she said, do you know, I've never had a complaint in 20 years as a doctor. I said, I'm in the presence of greatness. How do you achieve that? I don't achieve that. Somehow, I don't know how she'd managed it. But for most of us, there are difficulties in life. And what Larry Crabb was saying is that we assume that there's a sort of linear relationship. If you act in like A will produce B. And actually, what happens when A doesn't produce B, when things go wrong? Either we blame ourselves, I haven't worked hard enough, or I didn't bring up my kids well enough, or worse, we blame God. You obviously haven't been watching what I've been doing. You've misbehaved, God. You've failed. And disappointment sets in. And so Larry's saying that we have to realize that if we focus on the blessings in life rather than on God himself, we're up for big disappointment. Actually, what it's about is about focusing on God, not the blessings, because we may or may not get the blessings on this earth. If we don't, God's not at fault, and we may well not be at fault. Life is just like that. It can be tough.
Great, thanks. So personally, how has chaos in your life affected your calling? You say, and what good news can you bring to others who might be in the middle of chaos?
Right, well, presuming that there are some people in chaos here, I'm not looking for heads nodding. Oh, somebody's put a hand up at the back, okay. I would say there's three things I'd just like to offer, really, from my own experience in terms of chaos. Number one, chaos should not surprise us, it is normal. Now, Jesus knew that his followers would run into trouble in life. He actually said, John 16, in this world you will have trouble, not you may have trouble, you will have trouble. And of course, he was the biggest example of how to deal with the biggest crisis that's ever hit this world, I would say, was the cross. Jesus deliberately went for the cross, but it was a massive crisis time for him. But John 16 then goes on to say, Jesus says, take heart, for I have overcome the world. So we shouldn't be surprised by chaos, but this really leads into my second point, is that chaos is a test, I believe, for all of us. Now, when we read Job and we feel very sorry, I feel very sorry for Job when I read it. My goodness, what a terrible life he had. Yeah, we know the devil had a pop at Job big time. And whether things that happen to us, we consider them to be the devil directly having a go at us or not, I think the fact is that all the stuff that goes wrong in life, whether it's relationships or sickness or whatever, is a result of his activity. It's not God's plan. Since the fall, stuff goes wrong. And the devil really hates mankind, and particularly hates Christians, because we're on a different path to him. So he tries to trip us up. And I think that's the, you know, the question is for all of us is, do we realise that not only is chaos normal, but it's a test to see how we react? And this brings me to my third point. What matters is not the test, obviously, but our response. Because we may not be able to influence the test. You know, I didn't ask for cancer. It happened. Heather blames burgers and sausages. She may be right. But it happened. But what matters is our response. And this is where, as Christians, I think we've got a massive advantage. I just want to say personally how I responded to my two crises. First thing is you get the, I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody else has had a wodge of paperwork from the GMC. You get this wodge, you think, hello, the GMC, but they really are interested in me. My goodness me. And the first thing is you think, horrors, the world's fallen apart. Absolutely. It's one of those literally, oh my God moments. Oh my word, look what I've got before me. It's terrible. And then that leads you to your knees, or leads me to my knees. And I just pray to God, Lord, you know everything. You know that this was coming. You know what the end's going to be. You are sovereign, and you must have some reason behind allowing this to happen. There must be something, you know, you must be in this somehow. And then that brought me to one of my favourite verses in the Bible, Romans 8:28. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. You know, he's not caught unawares. Oh my goodness, Richard's got cancer. We didn't see that coming. You know, that's not part of God's language, is it? He knew the GMC was coming. And he works for good. So that's rather comforting. So, okay, Lord, you're going to bring some good out of cancer and the GMC. Wonder how you're going to do it. And what I've done is rather than focus on the problem, actually focus on God. Okay, God, you sort it out. You know, I'm in position, but you sort it out. I might say, and this is just as an aside, I probably should have seen these things coming. I'll tell you why. Because I prayed a very dangerous prayer 4 or 5 years ago. I said to the Lord, I want to be more significant in this nation. Now, be very careful what you ask for. And I'd assumed what he'll do, he'll put me in big conferences, I'll get, you know, the speaking opportunities. And God said, okay, you want to be more significant? We'll handle cancer and the GMC. Because actually, through those things, you'll have more significance than you would have done standing on a stage somewhere. And I think it's been the case. It's led to lots of discussion about freedom of speech, about marginalisation of Christians, about whether Christians should be able to discuss their faith at work, whether they're doctors, nurses, or whatever. I might say we're not winning yet. We're not winning as yet. But we are called, I think, to fight for what's right. A bit like Ginny has been telling us. You know, we're in position for a reason. We're not in our position as an accident. We are in the position that we are for a reason. And I'm hoping that other people will also be encouraged to put their head above the parapet. Whether, you know, whatever that situation is, because I think at some stage in our lives, we will be called into question, are you really a Christian at work or not? It's easy to be a Christian church, Sunday Christians. Are we really a Christian or not? And just as a sort of final encouragement, when Paul said to Timothy, do not be timid, actually that applies to all of us. You know, be bold. Yes, be sensitive. And yeah, maybe I'm not always the most sensitive person in the world, but let's be bold for what we believe in. And I think this is sort of my final point, is that we can be safe in the hope that Jesus has us in his hands. And no matter what the chaos is, no amount of chaos can ever take away our relationship with him. And, you know, our calling is clear. But it is a calling in a time of chaos. There will be chaos in probably every one of your lives at some stage. And don't walk away from your faith at that stage. Walk towards God, not away from him. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.